last meditation is found in Luke's Gospel, chapter 23, verse 46, and it says, Jesus called out with a loud voice, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. When he had said this, he breathed his last. Now, there are a lot of ways that I could go right this morning, this afternoon. But I did want to kind of sum it all up and say that for me, this is, I'm a person of a lot of empathy. I have a lot of empathy. And so when we come to this service, it's very moving for us and for myself, because what we really need to understand completely is we're looking at the wrong guy. That's not supposed to be him. It's supposed to be you and me. That's why it's so moving, because we tend to look at the natural realm and so we look at the natural realm and we see things in the natural. It's real easy for us to see this in the natural and to perceive this in its historical context. Jesus had gone to the cross and he's been beaten, and we've gone through all of that. But there's so much more going on. Now you realize that the crown of thorns, the beating, the spitting, the nailing, the bleeding, that's not what killed Jesus. You know that, right? But do you know what killed him? Yeah. It was that melted heart we heard about. Because really what's going on behind the scenes is all of your sin, all of my sin, God's placing it on him. His heart's breaking. Not because of the physical pain that he's enduring, it's because of the spiritual pain. The agony that he feels and felt, because when he's loaded down with the bitterness and your anger and your hurts and the pain and the accusations that you make and your unforgiveness that you hold on to, it's all been given to him. He hangs on the cross and he utters these few words. And he says, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. And we say, oh, thank God this is over. This is brutal. This has been brutal. But for Jesus, what he was really saying is, Daddy, you're not even looking at me now. You're not looking my way. But I trust you. You've been faithful to me, and I trust you. You see, he's full of sin. When we're dying, we're going to want the priest holding our hand, anointing us with oil, saying, you're forgiven, fly off. Oh, free soul, fly off. That's what we're going to want. And we're going to want to let go of this life and slip into eternity with Jesus waiting with open arms, because we're forgiven and sin free. But not for Jesus. He's got to say this. His Father has turned his back. This is Jesus who, at his baptism, his Father's so proud of him. I'm so proud of you, son. You've grown into such an incredible young man. I'm so proud of you. And he speaks it out. People hear it. Sends his spirit upon him. I'm sorry, jeez. Who's got another box? I'm out of that box. He's He's gone through the Gospels. We've read it all the time in every Gospel account. All the Gospel accounts. Jesus is only doing what he sees his Father doing. He's changing the whole... Thank you, Father David. He's changing the whole paradigm. He's changing in everything. He's turning it the world, how religion, how people perceive God. He's turning the whole thing upside down. But in order to do that, he's got to carry every single person's sin. And then, in his final breath, full of sin, ravaged by sin. The pain, the anguish. He's got to look at his Father's not even looking at him. The one who he felt like was with him, walking side by side the whole way. With him at every moment. With him in the garden when he prayed and blood came out. With him every moment, now he's abandoned him. It's like the child that stands on the side of the pool and says, "Daddy, catch me. Catch me, Daddy." So they don't drown. And you reach up and you catch him. You save him from the water. But right now, Jesus' Father isn't looking his way. But with total abandonment and total trust, Jesus is able to say these words. "Into your hands I commit my spirit." And he breathes his last. You see, in the natural realm, this agony is finally over. He's able to say, "I'm done." The one who is the way. "I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life." And when he said, when they came to arrest him, "I am he," boom, they fall down. When he says, "I am," that's what happens. Now he says, "I'm done. I am is done." Breathes his last breath. He says, "I trust you, Father. I trust you with everything. In spite of the sin that you see right now, when I open my eyes, I know that you will be there. I know that you will catch me. I know that I can fully depend and trust you." So the question really is, have we cast all our care upon him? Are we able to trust him who gave it all for us? That's really the question. Can we trust him? Do we trust him? You see, the really good news is that in Romans chapter 8, verse 15, the Bible says that we're now able to call him Abba, Father, Daddy. Father David always refers to that. Daddy, God, Daddy. But Jesus called his Father Daddy. And he said, "He's our Father." But we don't really call him Daddy too much, because that's kind of an interpersonal kind of thing. You know, there's only three people in the world that can call me Daddy. But only one that could call his Father Daddy. But we can all call him our Father. And now he says, we're no longer slaves to sin. He set us free. And those whom the Son sets free are free indeed. The whole point of Lent is just to remember that. It's not to remember that we're sinners, because we are. And if we don't remember that every day, there's probably a little something wrong with us. But what he came to do in Lent and in this day is to say, "You are forgiven. I took your sins. I owned them. and I handed my life and trusted God with my spirit in my sinful condition, you can trust him now in your sinless condition. From a supernatural perspective, right? And when we do that, he sets us free from fear, from bondage, from entanglements. We just need to trust him with that and not beat ourselves up so bad when we fall short. Father, we've fallen short. Anyway, have you trusted him? Have you placed all your trust? Have you placed your care on Jesus? Cast all your care on him because he cares for you. Amen.